This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from an undisclosed bunker, broadcasting from the hottest city on the planet, it's the Steve Sanchez Show. Caution, you're about to enter the show that brings you real, raw, relevant truth. Brace yourselves, because here he is now, Constitution in one hand, and Bible in the other, and proudly unapologetic. Our host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Welcome to the program, Steve Sanchez. The Steve Sanchez Show, Sunday night. Happy Easter. I hope everybody's had a great Easter today. I know I've been celebrating. Glad to be here with you. Glad to be hanging out. The only place to be in the talk show genre is Steve Sanchez and the Steve Sanchez Show, especially Sunday night. So, again, once again, glad to be hanging out with you. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you can weigh into the program. And the SteveSanchezShow.com website is where you can go to drop your Facebook and Twitter comments. If you haven't been on Facebook or Twitter, you're not following me on any of those social media platforms, I would encourage you to do that today. We've got well over 200,000 Twitter followers and close to 50,000 Facebook fans and growing. So we've got social media discussions going on 24/7 with like-minded and not so like-minded people from all over the country, in fact, all over the world. So we'd like you to be part of that. You can also email us right there on the website and get any of our blueprints or free offerings that you'll hear throughout the show. Once again, 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. Wanted to talk about the tragedies, obviously, the radical terrorists, the radical Islamists that continue to place fear and do such tragic harm to many, many people, not only here in this country, but, of course, what just happened in Brussels a few days ago. And we can't say we didn't see this coming. We can't say we weren't expecting this eventually. And I think the world has equipped themselves to, well, you know, for lack of a better word, just be, it's a matter of when, not if. And that is not a place I think we want to be at, unfortunately, because we've had a horrible president. We've had a failure as a commander-in-chief that we've kind of just been sitting back praying and saying, oh, God, I hope we're not next. I mean, that's what's happening. And that's what happened in Brussels with the attacks that happened the other day, a few days ago. These people getting ready to get on an airplane, these people at Starbucks, these people in the metro bus area didn't expect this. They were going on with their normal day. And yet these demons decided to cause havoc. And that's what they are. And that's what we're going to talk about here for the first half hour, is that radical Islam is not a religion of peace. And for people that believe that, for people that actually somehow see past the devastation, the fear, the terror that they bring, the death that they bring, these radical jihadists, you have to have a screw loose. I mean, you would have to get psychotherapy. I would think you would need to be on medication, because I can't see for the life of me how you could not agree that these people are demonic in scope, that this religion incites this. This religion, just read the Quran. Now, some will say, no, the Quran doesn't say this. I beg to differ. The Quran is very clear in its language. It's very clear in how it portrays the infidel, which is you and me, and how it is, well, a guarantee of heaven if, in fact, you martyr yourself, that you will quickly be in Allah's arms. You will quickly, as a man, inherit 70 virgins, I believe, is the ridiculousness. What religion promotes such silliness and such delusional thinking? a religion that says you kill as many as you can in the name of Allah and paradise is yours. But yet we have a tremendous, tremendous movement in trying to disparage Christianity when Christianity has not even a resemblance of this ridiculous, crazy, demonic belief system. And you know, speaking of President Obama, you know, he's in Cuba for his historic visit. He comes out, addresses the country, the world, really, for 51 seconds. He talks about this attack. Doesn't say radical Islam. Well, of course, I'm sure none of us were expecting that. He uses the word terror, but doesn't talk about radical Islam. He can't muster the words radical Islam. He spends 51 seconds, and then he goes on talking about his Cuba trip. And then later that day, you see him doing the wave over with Castro, the sick pup himself. You know, it's funny, and I was talking to producer Nate about this and some other people the last few days. You know, Raul Castro, you could put him in a suit, but he's still a slob. He's still a pig. That's what I'll say. That's what he is. He's a pig to his people. He's a dirty, disgusting slob, and he's a dictator, and a horrible one at that. But yet, we put the blinders on, and President Obama's there, and President Obama looks mighty comfortable. Have you seen his photo ops, and have you seen him doing the wave and smiling and laughing and just having a grand old time at the baseball game in Cuba? Meanwhile, 31 people died with this terrorist attack. 9 of them were Americans. 200 people wounded. There's havoc right now in Europe. America's concerned. America's making voting decisions based on the terror and the possible future terrorism that's going to ensue. But yet he's waving and having just a great time. He's sporting his Wayfarer Ray-Bans, chewing Nicorette gum, just having a grand old time. Why shouldn't he? He's a dictator himself. Dictators feel comfortable with other dictators. Look, friends, you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. And Obama's a dog, and so is Castro. I mean, what do you want me to say? And they both have fleas. And anybody that's in or around and pushes their agenda are a bunch of dogs with fleas, too. What do you want me to say? You want me to say something different? You want me to say something less abrasive? You want me to say something just so pretty with a ribbon on it to make you feel better? This is the President of the United States. This is our Commander-in-Chief. Most humans, most decent people would have addressed the country and the world, jumped back on Air Force One, and head back to the White House, where he belongs, and deal with this, and assure America that we are on top of this, and muster the words radical Islam, and make a clear message, put the message out to the world that this is not going to happen again, that enough is enough, that now the full strength and capacity of the United States of America is on this. We will crush you, ISIS. Of course, he doesn't say ISIS. He always says ISIL. And you know why, and I've talked about this at length. He's a sympathizer, and he's more than that, but I'm not going to say that today. I'm going to let you guess. I'm going to let you go do your own homework as to why he says ISIL versus ISIS. I've talked about it at length on this show. But for those that haven't heard or have forgotten or weren't paying attention, I want you to go research why he says ISIL and not ISIS. There is a, I can't even say hidden agenda anymore because it's not a hidden agenda. It's a straight out in your face agenda. And yet, Hillary Clinton continues to surge against Bernie Sanders. And I'm no Bernie Sanders fan. You know that. But at least Bernie Sanders admits what he is. At least he tells you he's a straight-out socialist. At least he's been consistent with his cuckoo bird ways all his life. Hillary Clinton, based on the polls, based on the political expediency, based on the financial benefit, will be anything you want her to be. And she's seeking a third term of the Obama agenda. That's what she's saying. And she's doing it for two reasons. Number one is because half of America is still stupid as a brick and will continue to push an Obama agenda. And number two, she knows that Obama will pardon her if, in fact, she pushes that agenda. Why pardon? Well, because there's a chance still that she could be indicted with this email scandal. Chance, maybe not, could be. But if she is, well, then a pardon is going to happen without a shadow of a doubt. You know that, and I know that. And if you didn't know that, then you need to really pay attention, because we're dealing with things that are so much different than they've ever been before. We're dealing with Luciferian New World Order governance like we've never seen before. And just Obama, a few days ago, addressing the country regarding this attack, should prove once and for all where his loyalties are, where his mind and heart is, because it's certainly not in the American people. He's a sympathizer, and there's reasons for it. It's time that you go do your own homework now, because I've said it over and over and over again. Obama's a dangerous man. Dangerous to this country. Dangerous to the world. And what bothers me, and what still gets me to sit back and sometimes keeps me up at night, is that this man was reelected. I can understand elected the first time, because people wanted change, because Bush was such a horrible disaster. But to reelect the guy, that tells me people are either stupid, blind, or both, or just don't care. And I'm sorry to use the word stupid today, especially on Easter Sunday, but what do you want me to call it? It's foolishness, idiotic, idiocy at its best. What else is it? We are a country and a world, really a world, that is in utter chaos right now. And believe me, FBI directors, former CIA directors are coming out saying, look, ISIS is in America already. And yet this president wants more Syrian refugees coming in. This president wants to continue the influx of refugees coming into America with no vetting. Is it just a matter of time when we're seeing this at our own airports? God help us, really. Today being Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day of Jesus Christ, maybe it's time we really get on our knees and look up to God and say, I'm sorry, I repent, I'm going to be different, I want to change. And God, please change my leaders so that you can bless and heal our land. How about that? 1-877-49-STEVE. Off to break, and then we'll be right back. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Easter Sunday, hope you've had a great day with family and friends. I know I have. The SteveSanchezShow.com website, you can go there right now and join for free Facebook and Twitter and start becoming part of our social media community. Drop your comments. You'll see a lot of our videos. We're working on our members-only subscription page, which will be coming soon, and you'll be getting to see the show after the show, which is kind of cool. So we've got some cool things happening. A lot of video. We do a lot of video. So, you know, I know I'm not on the air every day, and people are like, please come back and do a daily show, please. You know, friends, I'm a weekend guy. My show is meant to be on the weekends. We're one of the fastest growing weekend shows in the country. In many of our markets, including Las Vegas, we're number one. And it's because of you. We're special appointment listening. We prefer to be on the weekends so that we can break down all the malarkey that you hear daily from others out there. However, with that said, we still think about you during the day, every day. So these videos that we put out are anywhere from 5 minutes to 12 minutes in scope. They're live on Facebook. And then they go right up to our fan page, right up to our website, and you can engage. You can engage with me every single day, so we're not away from you. So please keep that in mind. The SteveSanchezShow.com website, our podcasts are there as well. And again, subscription page is coming soon, but go be my friend on Facebook and start following me on Twitter. We're looking forward to that. Okay, look, President Obama's in Cuba. We've been talking about that, or at least he was. He was in Cuba. He was in Argentina. And I want to talk a little bit more about the Cuba trip that he had a few days ago. You know, I said he spent 51 seconds coming out discussing the terror attacks, which is just disgusting in itself. And then he goes on and he starts talking about Cuba and his the benefit of America making relations again with Cuba. Then he's out at a baseball game just doing the wave. I found it quite interesting, though. Did you see one of the photo ops where he went to put his arm around Raul Castro. And Castro quickly didn't allow him to do that and grabbed his arm and put it up. You know why? Because Castro's a pig. He's a slob of a human being. He's a demon, just like his friend Obama. And I'm looking at a picture right now with Obama with a big Cuban cigar smelling it. This is just, it's sickening to me. I've never seen a president try to be so much of a Hollywood figure in my life. To me, it seems that President Obama auditioned for an acting job to play the president in a movie, and that this is the longest movie we've ever seen. It's, you know, Obama 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know how there's movies that come out and they do 10, like Rocky. I don't think Rocky's ever going to be done. I mean, Rocky's now with a new installment, Creed. So you see what I'm saying? It feels like I'm just watching an Obama movie. Okay, here's Obama 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's going to be 8 Obama movies. He auditioned for the presidency and won. But I'm watching the guy, and what really disturbed me is he said President Castro pointed out some viewpoints regarding America, some criticisms, really. And President Obama, on record, addressing the public, said that he didn't disagree with some of the criticisms of America. This is the commander-in-chief, friends. This is the president of the United States, always siding with dictators, always siding with others that are against America. Why? Well, because he's against America. Oh, don't get me wrong. He wants the benefits of America. He wants to continue to have the entitlements of America. He wants to be the dictator of America. That is what Obama's agenda is. And over the last 7 and soon to be 8 years, he has been successful in his agenda. He's not done yet. The guy will probably be the UN Secretary General. Obama has plans for world domination. That's his plans. If you haven't seen that or have understood that up to this point, I don't know where you've been. But that's okay. Jump on the train because the train's going forward. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. And I think that's why we're seeing the insurgencies of a Donald Trump and a Ted Cruz become so powerful, especially Donald Trump, as people are just fed up. They got tired of it. They got tired of Obama. They got tired of the lame duck Republicans. They all promise and overpromise and never keep their promises. And this is why, friends, this is why you have a Donald Trump. So some people say, I just can't stand how vulgar he is or abrasive. Well, you created Donald Trump because you refused to keep your elected officials at bay. You refused to insist. Instead, you continued to reelect the same old party losers because they kept promising you something. And because they kept promising you something, you said, oh, what the hell? Let me just vote for them again. Maybe this time it'll be different. But now, congratulations. I'm glad at least you woke up. I'm glad at least you're now seeing that, if we don't do something about this now, we're finished. The United States of America will never look the same. It doesn't look the same as it did 8 years ago, but watch 5 years from now if we don't get a handle on this. Steve Sanchez, glad to be hanging out with you. 1-877-49-STEVE. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Pay attention to our sponsors, friends. They keep us in business. Might as well do business with people that are like-minded. Okay, sponsors are up next, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away. It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Doesn't always have to hurt. Welcome back to more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
I'm just reading on Facebook right now. Some people upset with me because of a video I put up earlier that I don't have Jesus in my heart, that I have the devil in my heart because I'm not willing to walk in love. Friends, I don't love radical Islam. Friends, I don't love demons. Friends, I don't love people that cause chaos and havoc and death to innocent people, to innocent children. So I guess then I don't have love because I'm not going to love the demons that are doing this. Sorry, I'm just not. It's almost insane when I see people try to call me out because I'm speaking the truth. See, this is what's happened. This is why. If you want to be, you want me to be intellectually honest, this is why for the last 30 years, we have created the world we've created. We've allowed it. We have stayed quiet. We have chosen the path of political correctness. The church has stayed quiet. Pastors are more concerned with their building programs to get a bigger sanctuary than to speak a truth to their congregants. We've seen this all over in every mountain that I talk about all the time. So excuse me, pardon me, if I don't sound like I'm loving. I'm not going to even debate or argue that. The truth is that how can you love evil? Is there love for evil? Can you love evil? You know, and it's something, Donald Trump is on record the other day saying, hey, the terrorists are totally winning regarding Brussels, the attack in Brussels there in Belgium. He's right, is he not? Is he not accurate in his statement that the terrorists are totally winning? Of course he's right. And here's what's more ironic, is a few months ago, Donald Trump predicted the disaster in Brussels. But the media, including the conservative media, ridiculed him. They said he was a fearmonger. He said he had no foreign policy experience. He didn't know anything about foreign policy. But Obama does, chewing Nicorette gum, doing the wave in Cuba with a known dictator that oppresses his people. Do you know that the Cuban people, what they get to eat? Do you know they don't even know what a strawberry tastes like? But Raul Castro, the slob, eats strawberries as much as he wants. Do you realize the food rations that go on in that communist country? Do you realize that? Of course not, because you're here in America going through McDonald's asking for a Big Mac minus the onions. That's why. That's not what's happening in Cuba, friends. This is where I will agree with Ted Cruz and a Marco Rubio. This is where I'll absolutely agree with those two men, even though I disagree on many of their other policies. They're Cuban. They know. Don't pretend to know something about another socialist communist country because you read about it, you hipster. Don't pretend to think you know because you drink Colombian coffee and you smoke little cigarettes and wear skinny jeans with no socks in your shoes. Don't pretend to know because you don't know crap. You know what you think you know because you're here at Starbucks discussing communism in Cuba at Starbucks in an air-conditioned lobby drinking $5 coffee that tastes most of the time like oil. It's hysterical. And the media ridicules Trump, and it was prophetic in nature. I mean, it was prophetic when he talked about this more than 2 months ago, talking about this, and it happened. Was that a prophetic utterance that he had? Of course it was. And this is why I'll say it once, I'll say it 1,000 more times. I believe there's a Cyrus anointing on Donald Trump. Go read the Bible, Isaiah chapter 45. You don't have to be a Christian to go read the Bible. Go look at the Bible as literature then. If you're an atheist, that's fine. I pray for you. But I'm not going to be against you. I just know you're wrong. But you can go read the Bible as a like it's literature. Go read Isaiah 45. Humor me. And tell me that the description of Cyrus is not Donald Trump. You tell me it's not. I want to know. Send me an email. Facebook me. Tweet me. You know, I even had a station pull me off the air because he's the owner. And I'm not this way, and I don't, and I should, but I don't. The owner, and my network knows. They're probably listening right now, and the board's laughing because it's true. The owner of this station is one of the most bizarre bozos around. He's nuts. He's just nuts. And literally had the nerve to try to rip me apart during one of my live shows because he didn't like the fact that I said Donald Trump had the Cyrus anointing. So he tried to throw me under the bus and threaten me to, come off his station. And I said, screw you, dude. I'm off your station. I release myself. I don't need to be on a radio station that much. I've got many, many more where that came from and more coming. Isn't that funny, though? So I have felt the pinch by the establishment dum-dums that think they're smarter. And this guy, everybody hates his guts anyways. Everybody in the talk show industry hates his guts because he's just a fool. He's a fool. He is. Anytime you have to Photoshop your head and put it on another body to look like you're something important, like you're this big talk show host, is laughable. People laugh at you. They laugh at you. Anytime you have to Photoshop your head and then put it on someone else's body, another talk show host, so you can look like you're part of this big lineup, you're just nutty. There, I said my piece. I felt good saying that. I've been holding that for a long time now. Donald Trump was ridiculed by the media when more than 2 months ago, he, for lack of a better word, prophesied this thing happening. So whose foreign policy experience is lacking? And then we've got Hillary. Oh, Hillary. We'd be remiss to not discuss Hillary. Obviously, she's winning every, you know, primary. Did that surprise you? She's got all these super delegates. The Democrats are the only ones that have a weird way about the way they handle their political party. These super delegates, though. I'm not going to get into the logistics of the political systems, but let's just put it this way. It's weird, and it's a system to cheat. And the Democrats have been doing that their whole life. So what difference should it make, right? Isn't that what Hillary Clinton says? What difference should it make? Well, she's right. What difference should it make? You're a Democrat. You're going to cheat. And that's just, you know, you're cheating the election away from Bernie Sanders, even though he's a socialist. Well, at least he's consistent in his belief system. I said that once, I'll say it 1,000 times, and I am no Bernie Sanders supporter. But at least Bernie is genuine in his cuckoo bird thinking. Hillary Clinton will basically think, say, and do anything she can to be elected. She's an opportunist. And a successful one at that, because it works. Because there's a lot of dum-dums that like her. They like her because she's a woman, number one. They like her because she gives them free things, number two. I mean, come on. And here's what Hillary said the other day. She basically told Wolf Blitzer on CNN. She said, look, it's dangerous to imply we're at war with an entire religion. Well, Hillary, no one has said that we're at war with Islam. I don't think I've heard anybody say that. I know I haven't said it. I know colleagues of mine haven't said it. I look at other talk show hosts that have a show worth talking about. They haven't said it. I've looked at TV news media anchors. They haven't said it. What we have said, Hillary, at least what I have said, is that we're at war with radical Islam. That's what we've said. But when you say it's not fair and it's dangerous to imply we're at war with an entire religion, you're an opportunist. You really don't care about the 31 people that just died a few days ago in Brussels, 9 of them being Americans. Why should you? You didn't care about the 4 that died under your watch in Benghazi when you refused to give them any help. So why should we even think for a moment you'd be concerned about these 31? You're not concerned. You're concerned about how can I politicize this event to make it the most opportunity for me to gather votes. That's what you're all about, Hillary. That's what you're all about. Radical Islam is not a religion of peace. And if you read the Quran, if we want to go deep and you read the Quran, that Quran, which, by the way, is read by peaceful Muslims as well, should really be looked at as a message of hate, because there is a tremendous amount of language in their scriptures that 100% without equivocation prove that in order to please Allah, the infidel must die. Chew on that one, friends. I want you to go read now the Bible. Compare it with the Bible. Compare it with the Bible. You show me where in the Bible, anywhere, that Christ insists in order to see paradise, you must kill your enemies. You show me. You'll be wasting a lot of your time because guess what? You'll never find it because it's not there. There's the difference. It's a big difference. I'm not going to knock anybody that's an atheist or a Buddhist or whatever they want to be. But I'm certainly not going to back down, nor am I going to dumb down the authenticity of the Bible. It's not going to happen. Not as long as there's breath in this body. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. And I'm sorry, I know I've got calls on hold. It's just a busy night. And we just might not be able to take a lot of calls tonight because I've got a lot on my mind. I always allow people to voice their opinion here, and that's the way the show is always going to be done. But sometimes I've just got things on my mind that I believe you need to hear, And every minute of airtime is precious in that regard. So we'll try to get to you to the best of our ability. So we appreciate you wanting to weigh in. You can tweet me and send me a Facebook comment by going to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. I will read those in the next hour. And would you like to try it? Don't be afraid. Just download the Facebook app and click like. In fact, just download the SteveSanchezShow.com website, and then you can see it right on your mobile device there. Save it to your home screen, and you're golden, baby. Because we do read our Facebook comments and respond, and we do read our tweets and respond as well. So we want to make sure that you start using that. All right, producer Nate saying we've got to take a break. That's the music. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Hillary Clinton, the danger she poses. It's a real risk. You know, we're worried about the Republican nomination, and that is a huge concern, obviously. But we're not talking about the general election, which is even bigger of a concern, because Hillary, you cannot, not for a moment, underestimate her and the Clinton political machine. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that last for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, Sunday night, happy Easter. Glad to be hanging out with you. Glad that you're hanging out with me. Hillary Clinton is a force to be reckoned with, friends. Trust me, she is. Now, we have all these polls coming out saying, well, if Hillary is head-to-head with Donald Trump in the November election, the general election, she wins. Not true. Those are small university polls. If you look at some of the bigger polls, they show Trump and Hillary either neck and neck or Trump with a slight lead over Hillary. Now, keep this in mind. Most people will say, well, gosh, that's not good. Of course it's not good, but we're not in that point. We're not at that point yet. We're at a point where we're still in the primaries. Look, Arizona and Utah and Idaho just had their primaries just a few days ago. We've got more primaries coming up, some big ones coming up, New York, and some others that have a lot of delegates. Trump is on the way mathematically to secure the nomination. Of course, the Republicans are going to pull their shenanigans. We're going to talk about that in the second hour coming up. They're going to try. Hence the word try. And I'm going to give you my assertion as to what I believe is going to happen and why it'll happen. And we'll see a Trump versus Clinton in the general election. And when we get to the point where we can bravely and confidently say that Trump is the nominee on the Republican end and Hillary's the nominee on the Democrat side, this is where you're going to see now the lead jump for Trump in a significant way. Because I believe he's already proven that he is not afraid to take you down. He's not afraid to tell you who you are, what you've done, and how you're ruining America. He will eat her for lunch. Now, she's smart. Trust me, she's smart. Someone can't be this successful without being smart. The difference is there is a way to be smart in a positive, honest way, and then there's a way to be smart in an evil way. And the evil way usually catches up with you eventually. And if it doesn't, then it does when you die, and then you're just burning to a crisp for eternity. That's the truth. What do you want me to say? It's the truth. So don't underestimate Hillary Clinton, yes, but don't underestimate Donald Trump. because it is going to be a significant showdown. And he will, without a shadow of a doubt, bring up Benghazi. He'll bring up her failings. He'll bring up her sexism, or at least her husband's. So it's going to be very difficult for Hillary Clinton. Now, she'll, you know, utilize all the resources available to her to try to disparage Trump and a variety of things, just like Ted Cruz is doing with the ad of Trump's wife a few days ago. You know, Ted Cruz continues to stoop to new lows. And I'm going to give you some of my insight on that in the next hour and why we may even see a Trump-Cruz ticket. And I'm going to tell you why that would be the worst-case scenario, but an important one at that in the second hour. All right, look, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Podcasts are there. Facebook is there. Twitter is there. I keep encouraging you because we want our social media to grow. And the only way it's going to do that is for you to go pop over there and say hello. All right, this half hour being sponsored by our friends over at Bonvera. Look, friends, here's the deal, and you know it because I do it too. We spend our money at Walmart, Amazon, Costco, Target. You know, we buy, you know, bulk, if we have a big family, you know, bulk peanut butter and paper towels and Windex and Kleenex and toilet paper and everything else, food, sundries, etc. And even though some of the big box retailers save us some money, the profits still go into Wall Street's hands. Now, that's not a bad thing. We're capitalists. But how about if I told you that Bonvera will allow you to buy the same products that you're already spending the same money on, but the difference is the money you save goes into your pocket. Yeah, they'll send you a check. All right, look, I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's not. So look, I want to send you some free information for your review. All you need to do is call 888-966-8325. That's 888-966-8325. Our sponsors, Bonvera. Top of the hour news is next, and then we'll be back for hour number two. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you always hear me discuss the economic calamities facing America. The question I have for you is, what are you going to do about it? Do you have an exit strategy out of the Wall Street casino? Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute, they're going to blow the lid off what the insiders don't want you to know. That's right. Wall Street and the big banks have been keeping secrets from you forever, and now we're blowing the lid off what those secrets are. Call 877-983-7233 to get that free report. That's 877-983-7233. Learn the little-known IRS tax loophole that allows you to earn income tax-free. Learn what the big banks and Wall Street have been doing for years while paying you 1-2%. Pitiful. You need to take action. You need to take action now. Time-sensitive materials available. 877-983-7233. That's 877-983-7233. Look, the stock market's going to crash. We don't know when, but we can prepare you. 877-983-7233.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.